tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, I am Greg Sussman. Wall Street Matt Modica has the day off today. We'll be back tomorrow. Will be on the frenzy?
Who?
Is Matt going to be on the frenzy today?
No,
So Matt has a full day off. So it's you, just you and Jake.
And the king.
And the king. Yes. The king's sticking around.
Yep.
Wow.
Somebody finally got him to do something around here.
Other than running two websites.
What's good, Scotty? Good morning. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. It's good to be back with you guys. You know, looking forward to a big bye week now. Six teams on a bye, so lots of work for us to do.
Well, at least we don't have 16 teams on a bye. So look at the positive.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's ever happened, though. So
it did, actually, during the strike season.
I didn't look at it that way.
How about that?
You were playing fantasy football that year. You were starting Vince Papale. That was your RB1.
There you go.
I think Terrell Pryor might have been a quarterback then, too.
Speaking of Terrell Pryor, Scotty, the Washington football team fell to Philly 34-24 in a breakout game. Not a breakout game, a continued breakout game, in a breakout season for Carson Wentz, who now has more touchdowns through the first seven games of a season than any Philadelphia quarterback in history. More than Norman Brockle, more than Donovan McNabb. 17 touchdowns in the first seven games for Carson Wentz, who's been outstanding this season.
Carson Wentz is getting it done. Top five quarterback right now. Top five quarterback moving forward. He is a guy that, you know what, he's a player that we said in the draft season that he was a quarterback that you can get in those later rounds, that could be a guy that could pop this year. And so far, Carson Wentz is living up to expectation. You got to love what Philadelphia is doing offensively. He's hitting the open guy, not really favoring in no target. So Carson Wentz moving forward is a player that I wish I had on some more teams. I don't have on no teams. I wish I'd have got involved in. I'm a huge fan of Carson Wentz right now. He is absolutely getting it done.
Yeah, I have shares of him on two teams. You know, this was a guy that I said people asking my quarterback sleeper this year. It was Carson Wentz.
Yep.
He's not only hitting the open guy, he's throwing it into the tight windows. He's in rhythm with his receivers. You look when he hits Nelson Aguilar between the hash marks. Nelson Aguilar is his guy. You know, he knows what the roles are. He's in a rhythm, like Corey said, and also, you know, he's unique in terms of, like, you know, when you saw Dak Prescott and Russell Wilson early in their careers, they had unique dynamics. Look at what he did last night. He was in the grasp on one touchdown pass. Another play, you thought he was sacked, and he squirted out of the pack, much like Russell Wilson would do. And just like, you know, he has that, Corey would say, in the second year, you know, if a quarterback ascends and he plays well, that's what you can tell about him overall.
The other side of things, as right as you were about Carson Wentz, that's as wrong as you were when it comes to Terrell Pryor. Just 30 snaps total last night. His starting job has been usurped by Josh Doctson. Do you believe that Terrell Pryor is droppable now?
Yes.
Just like that. Terrell Pryor, the darling of the preseason. Peace, says the king. We take a break.
Get him out of here.
We come back. Well, who are the running backs we're putting bids on this week? We'll tell you next on the Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Teams are on bye in week number 8. We went over last hour, you checked the video on YouTube, about all the players you have to worry about missing. What?
No, me and Kayla are beefing.
Is that who you're texting with?
No.
Okay.
It's different.
It's okay.
You and Kayla are on a bye?
Yeah, we're on a bye.
Yeah.
We're on a bye.
Yeah.
All right. Currently. So, in replacing the running backs that you're losing, DeMarco Murray, Aaron Jones. We have to figure out what to do. And the first thing we look to, obviously, is the waiver wire. So, who is the number one running back this week on the waiver wire? For me, I believe you look to Oakland. Because there's a chance, well, let's say it how it is. Right now, Marshawn Lynch is suspended for one game this Sunday. He is suspended, which means DeAndre Washington and Jalen Richard are going to get an opportunity. But here's the thing. He had his appeal heard by James Thrash. Roger Goodell doesn't worry about these types of things.
The former wide receiver for the Eagles, James Thrash?
Yes.
Yep.
He does
and,
that?
And Washington, too, yeah.
Really? I didn't know he was a part of and he worked for the NFL now.
Yes.
So he should work for the union. Why would you work for the NFL? Why would you work for the man and not the people?
They pay better.
Probably so. Yes, sir. Listen, how can I help you, sir? Oh, I sure like to see you, Mr. Goodell.
So, James Thrash had a hearing, and Marshawn Lynch basically brought examples that other players have been in contact with referees over the past 5 years.
Yeah.
No suspension.
Okay.
Marcus Peters testified.
Yeah, his boy.
His boy, exactly. Yeah. He testified that, listen, Marshawn Lynch came out to calm me down.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to insinuate anything. He wasn't trying to start anything. He was just trying to calm me down. We're going to find out today, I'm sure, if this suspension will be overturned. Hopefully before your waivers go through tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But if Marshawn Lynch is suspended, what do we do? DeAndre Washington versus Jalen Richard. Because this is the perfect opportunity. You're going to get a running back that's starting for Oakland on a week where you have six teams on
now,
bye.
The matchup is not the best. Going into Buffalo, taking on that Buffalo Bills defense is not the best. Like I always say, and I stress this. When it comes to situation where you need to go to the waiver wire to pick up one of these running backs, especially where it's a two-headed monster at running back, where it's going to be a timeshare, which running back do you go for? In unison. The one that catches the passes. And Jalen Richard is the one that catches the passes. That's the one. That's the priority. Now, I got some leagues where Richard is owned already. I got to put Sun in my lineup, DeAndre Washington. Do I feel good about it? Well, no, I don't. But it's six teams on bye, and I'm not going to start Matt Breida or Devontae Booker.
Sure.
So I'm going to go ahead and put in a bid for DeAndre Washington in that league. But if you have the opportunity and both of them are on your waiver wire and you need help this week, Jalen Richard is the guy.
Yeah, I think Richard's the guy, too, not only for that, though, but because he was the regular change of pace guy for Lynch more than Washington was. I think they're probably going to turn to him first. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington got the carries outside the tackles and maybe near the goal line. They seem to use him differently. But I think Richard is probably going to get more reps or more volume. That's the educated guess that I'm making.
When you were talking about Chris Thompson a little while ago, Scotty, you mentioned that what you like about Chris Thompson is he can break it from anywhere on the field.
Makes the most of every touch.
And that's the way I feel about Jalen Richard, too. He makes the most of any touch, and he could break it anywhere on the field. That's why I prefer Jalen Richard to DeAndre Washington.
I don't think he's anywhere near as explosive
as
Chris Thompson, that's not derogatory. I think it's a different skill set. I think he can probably churn out yardage better. And he does. He's versatile. I don't think he's quite as talented as Chris Thompson, but that's not a knock on him. I don't think he has that upside. But you're looking for a plug in here.
Well, exactly. So that's why I think we all here prefer Jalen Richard. My question to you is: if Marshawn Lynch is suspended, how much money do you put on Jalen Richard of your fab?
Lynch is only going to miss maybe one game.
And I believe the Raiders have a bye the week.
I probably wouldn't go more than, say, $17 on it.
Okay.
All right, so listen. If you said, let's just say you're playing $1,000. Say you got 57 of your $100 left.
Okay.
Right, and you need to figure out.
Make it 50, round number.
You got 50 of your $100 left, and you need to figure out a situation at running back this week.
Right. This is, to be clear, if you need to start a running back this week. If you have no running back, if your running backs happen to be
Aaron
Jones, DeMarco Murray.
I think Richard can give you action even after Marshawn Lynch's suspension or whatever happens. Yeah, I think Richard is going to be a thing moving forward. You got $50 left. I would would go to the, I might go as high, like 50 bucks left, I would go between 21 and 25, almost half my budget to go get him.
The thing is, when Lynch is back,
we got to win. This is what these are.
Absolutely.
You want to separate yourself right now. You want to get two wins with these teams on bye, then this way from weeks 10 to 13, you can just kind of push forward.
The thing is, when Lynch comes back, though, I think this is more of a committee again, too.
Well, that's what Corey was saying. Yeah. But I actually agree with your price more so, Scotty. And that $17 kind of sounds right. Because even if it is a little bit of a committee, you look at what Jalen Richard has done. And it isn't, you know, isn't all that much, to be honest with you. I know we like Jalen Richard. We know he looks good. But even when Marshawn Lynch got thrown out of this game in the first half against the Kansas City Chiefs last Thursday, 9 carries for 31 yards. That's not going to get it done. That's not going to be enough. And I also want putting a bid down. I know that we want the pass catching back. We don't know for sure that that's the guy.
What if he doubles what he did last week? 18 carries for 62 yards, and he catches, say, 5 balls for 30 yards. You have
so
a pretty good day.
He did catch for 4 for 45 last week.
Right. If he does that again, you're looking at a pretty good day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I don't want to spend half my budget on him. Half of what I have left.
No,
on
because
him.
You only might use him for one game. Yeah.
I can't. So I can't do that. So I like the $17 call.
Okay. I mean, I don't mind dropping down and getting another guy is cool with me, too. I just want the pass catcher, and I'm willing to pay up for the pass catcher.
So how much would you then spend on DeAndre Washington?
At that same $50, I would be in that $15 to $21 range.
So you're pretty high on both of these guys, even though in a matchup it's not that good.
Now, this, I'm speaking from my personal thing. I need to put people in the in lineups.
Right.
So that's me personally. And so it kind of depends on what you need to do at running back this week. So I would prioritize it and the rest of your fab budget as far as what you have for this week, because we're going to be going through situations like this again next week also. So I think it's important to get these pieces now. Listen, you can don't end the season with $30 left in your fab. Empty the clip.
I would say it'd probably go about $12 on him.
Yeah, I was going to say 9 to 12, something like that.
I'm lukewarm on Washington as compared to Richard.
You guys are less concerned. You guys are more conservative with fab than I am.
No, I'm not.
I rake it up.
No, I'm not. It depends
Scott
on what I need.
Scott always spends his money. Scott's not
a fab spender. Scott will
he
have.
He says all the time on here. He's spending 30%, 40%.
Scott saves his fab for the end of the season. Scott will have fab for the end of the season.
No, that's not true. That's not universally true.
Scott, I've heard you say before you like to save money in case your quarterback get hurt.
No, I don't remember saying that.
I'm doing this with you for a long time.
Yeah, you didn't hear me say it this year, did you?
No, maybe not last year.
Probably something that I changed years ago. Don't matter. But, you know, in my league, look, I bid when I saw Chris Ivory. I was thinking early in the week, and nobody else in my Dynasty League was thinking it. I spent $100 on Chris Ivory early in the week.
Oh, big spender.
What?
Big spender.
For a guy that's going to play 1 week.
You never know.
$100.
Dynasty, too. It's different.
Yeah. I have made some very aggressive bids, though. In the NFFC, I think I spent like $300-something on Orleans Darkwa.
Oh, that was a mistake.
No, and then he rushed for 117 yards.
Was he in your lineup?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Scott, we talked a moment ago. We talked a moment ago.
Stop it.
About J.D. McKissick as being the one guy in Seattle that, like, showed something. Are you spending any money on him this week?
I'd say spend it if you have the, but you're not going to have the bench. Like, he's a dollar make you holler kind of guy, because eventually he could be the guy,
right?
And they use him in the passing game. He's a stash. Only if you have some room, I'd say spend a dollar on him, because nobody else is going to spend something on him.
Okay,
it's a long term look.
I agree. Corey, another name that we mentioned yesterday on the program was Rex Burkhead. Now, Deion Lewis is out there in a bunch of leagues, as is Rex Burkhead. Are you interested in those two guys?
Yeah, I picked up Rex Burkhead and Deion Lewis in a couple leagues last week. If they're still out there this week, I think both of them are worth the ad. I think both of them are getting a starting lineup this week.
Deion Lewis in Yahoo leagues, available in 71% of leagues.
He would be a priority over Jalen Richard.
Yeah, because they're giving him the most important carries, I feel.
I agree.
Yeah, if Deion Lewis was in there, I'd go at least $40-something dollars on him.
Rex, I agree, yeah. Scott. I agree. I emptied the clip. as you, if you will, for Deion Lewis. Rex
Burkhead, I will do that in my leagues if he's available, and I don't think he is.
Rex Burkhead owned in over is available, excuse me, in over 90% of fantasy football leagues right now. Okay, we'll take a break. He'll come back. A couple more running backs I do want to mention. We'll get to the wide receivers as well, who we're looking at. This is the Roto Experts presented to you by DX Radio. We'll be back right after this. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. So I did some research here, and a couple of guys we've talked about a lot on our show, but it's still available in over 50% of leagues. There's two of them. One, Scotty, you brought up to me during the break, Latavius Murray, after his big game. Only just 42% of Yahoo leagues. Latavius Murray went off this week. How much would you spend on him if he's available, Scott?
Here's the thing. I'd probably spend about a good, I would say, $28. This is the first time he looked healthy this past week. There was some speed and some explosion in addition to the vision this past week, and that's the Murray we've kind of saw explode like in his first year in the league, but then he declined. I don't know if I have any confidence that he can keep it up. He's 1 week it could be McKinnon, 1 week it could be Murray. I think you need him this week. And there's some potential there because ultimately this could be a timeshare where he's the inside runner and McKinnon is the slasher and the pass catcher, and maybe he's once again the goal line guy. I think he's a part-time guy, but I probably wouldn't go more than, say, $31 on him.
Corey, if Davis Murray's out, how much would you spend, sir?
What's my budget?
$50.
$50 on is my budget. I would go in that $9 to $11 range. I think it's a 1 week play. The matchup is tough. Also, If you're in a dire straits, maybe you go a little bit higher. But I think you probably can do a little bit better.
I think so too. But I think Latavius Murray. I'd spend that.
What is he going to do versus the Minnesota Vikings? I mean versus
They play this week.
I just saw it. I just was looking at it. Cause I didn't know. I know I didn't like the matchup.
The Viking Minnesota plays Cleveland. I like
okay,
that matchup.
Okay, so that's I got the wrong matchup. It's an excellent matchup. Spend all your budget. Spend your entire fab to get Lat Murray. You might win for 200 this week.
Would you rather have Latavius Murray or Deion Lewis?
I would rather. Oh man, I'd rather have Deion Lewis.
Okay. So that's one guy. The other guy that's available in over 50% of leagues, he is currently owned in just 40% of Yahoo leagues, is Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack's still out there in 60% of leagues.
I don't like the limited touches that Mack. I know a lot of people are on Mack. I just don't like the limited touches. I want my players to have more touches.
Okay.
Touches are important to me.
So you're buying him, but you're not spending the clip
not
for
buying him.
Him,
but I'm not dropping the bag on him. Okay. Oh, Josh Doctson's available in this league.
Mm-mm. Time to empty the clip. All right,
might be
other running backs that I have on the list. Darren McFadden, if he was dropped with Ezekiel Elliott, remember Ezekiel Elliott's next hearing will be held 6 days from now on October 30th.
He go to court a lot, man. He got to pay so much for these lawyers too. I feel bad for him.
Now it's Darren McFadden. Wendell Smallwood came back. Didn't really do all that much.
He didn't do nothing.
Austin Eckler, the handcuff to Melvin Gordon. And then I know you didn't like him last week, Corey, but you want to bring him up again. That's Matt Forte. Near running back.
If you need it that bad, there's a situation where Matt Forte is still involved with this team. He seems to be the one that's the most involved, so I would do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't like it, though.
Let's get to the wide receivers. In 49% of Yahoo leagues, Ted Ginn is still out there. Ted Ginn is still out there, 49% of Yahoo leagues, which I think is interesting. But the other top guys on my list this week, they all have buys. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, hell, even Allen Hurns has a buy. So then I get to another guy. The number one guy that I think has to be is the freak from the summer. The freak of the preseason. It's Kenny Golladay. Now, Kenny Golladay, without Golden Tate this week, you're excited about it. Galladay is owned in just 15% of leagues. That means he's available pretty much everywhere. How much did you spend on him?
Huh?
How much do you spend on Kenny Galladay?
I think, here's the thing. I would like it much better if you can get Theo Riddick. I think Theo Riddick is the person you want to own with this situation with Golden Tate. Now, if Theo Riddick is owned in your league and you got to go out and make the Galladay thing, I'm not going to empty the thing because I still think it's going to be some inconsistent play. I would go about half of my budget to go get Kenny Galladay if I need help at wide receiver. He's already passed his bye. He can get an opportunity for the next month, especially through these bye weeks where it's going to be tough, you know, leading up to Thanksgiving, probably before we see, what's son name again, Golden Tate. So I think Galladay is the guy that you got to go out and bid for aggressively. Also, if you're a Galladay owner and you have depth, I would try to shop him this week.
I think the line that I'm probably going to spend more on, especially with Golden Tate out, is Marvin Jones. I feel like he's got
a really good waiver wires.
He is on waiver wires. You know, I'm looking at Jake's waiver article on rotoexperts.com where he denotes the ownership, and you know, he has Jones there as well. Jones is 62% owned in leagues.
So it's
in about 40% of leagues. He's available. I'd say if he's available, you have to go get him because Matthew Stafford does have a connection with him. He's a downfield guy, especially with Tate out. I think there's going to be some volume there. So, you know, I'm willing to spend on both of these guys. If you're looking for a wide receiver, I'd say, you know, I would probably go maybe like $25-$26 for Jones because I don't think it's long term, and maybe a little bit more for Galladay.
I agree. I'd rather have Marvin Jones than I would.
I'd rather have Marvin Jones in the short term, but over the longer term, I'd rather have Galladay.
Do you agree with that?
If Jones is available, then, and I'm not a Marvin Jones guy, I'd rather have him.
I never have been, but I feel like the opportunity is going to be there.
I think you go half of the budget for both of them guys if you need them.
I agree.
I'm carrying three quarterbacks in this league.
What are you doing? Why? Sick to my stomach.
Because I played quarterback on draft day, I played quarterback chicken too long.
Okay.
So now I'm just like mixing and matching. I got Tyrod Taylor, Jacoby Brissett, and Brett Huntley.
It happens. I won a game this week where
I am first in points.
I won a game this week where I started Case Keenum.
It happens.
Yeah.
I just don't like carrying three quarterbacks. If you carry three quarterbacks, you don't have one.
No, that's a fact. Other wide receivers here on the list. Jermaine Kearse could still be out there, you know, bi-week replacement. I mean, these guys aren't very good.
No. I mean, but Jermaine Kearse, he's getting, you know,
he gets in
action.
The end zone.
Yeah, he gets in the end zone. He gets some action. Listen, this is what it comes to. And you got to start these guys. Your opponent's not going to be starting much better people.
No.
Your opponent is going to be starting Aaron Ripkowski.
Same boat.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aaron Ripkowski, that's going to be like a 30-team league. You know what, though? Corey makes a good point, though. Corey makes an excellent point. Everybody worries that they're not going to be able to win this week because they're dealing with the buys, et cetera.
Yep.
A lot of your opponents are dealing with the same thing. It's a level field.
Paul Richardson, Juju Smith-Schuster, two guys are out there. And then I want to get to this player, who, Scott, you railed against unjustly. He's owned in 38% of Yahoo leagues, and you railed against him unjustly, I believe in favor of Paul Richardson, was the argument.
Tyler Gabriel?
Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, yeah, Mohamed Sanu, definitely. I would put Mohamed Sanu over Marvin Jones.
I agree with that. You hated Mohamed Sanu, Scotty.
I didn't like him, but you know what? There's something of a floor there. I don't think there's much of a ceiling, but there is a floor there. To me, if you have Mohamed Sanu or Robert Woods, you know, you have a floor there.
I agree, and there's something to be said for that, right? So this past week, in his return to action facing the Patriots, he had 10 targets, 6 catches, 65 yards. And if people are early, we'll take that all day.
No doubt about that.
We'll take that all day. 10 targets for this dude. And it's funny because I get it. I understand that Julio Jones is double covered on every single play. Got it. Mohamed Sanu is involved in this offense. Steve Sarkisian is an idiot. So, pick up Mohamed Sanu, man.
Yeah, pick up. If Mohamed Sanu's out there, go pick him up. Put him in your starting lineup this week. Got a nice matchup versus the Jets.
Sure.
You know they don't have no love for Julio Jones for some odd reason. Mm-mm. So, yeah, Mohamed Sanu, definitely if he's out there, you're going to be happy you picked him up.
I totally agree with that.
I think so. If you need a wide receiver, you can definitely plug him in for this week. That offense has certainly not looked good, but I believe they have a pretty good matchup this week.
Facing the Jets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let me then go to, and this, I don't want to do this, but he had to go to Thursday night. Kenny Stills is still available in almost 80% of leagues, by the way. So Kenny Stills, if Devontae Parker doesn't play, absolutely somebody you want to go get.
Even if Devontae Parker plays, I think Kenny Stills is a player that you want to go get.
Will you start him if Devontae Parker plays?
You may have to.
Okay.
You know what? Do I want to? I've got a couple of spots this week where I'm likely going to have to put Kenny Stills. I got one spot this week where I got some. I got Adams. I got Devontae Adams on a bye and another player on a bye. Stills is going in my lineup this week. So it is what it is, and I'm comfortable with it. Obviously, you'd be more comfortable with Parker out, but if Parker plays, I still think you could throw Stills in there. I think Matt Moore is going to be able to get the ball to everybody.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Kenny in Philly, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sankey.
What's up, Kelly?
Scotty.
Good morning, Mr. Sussman.
his name is Bishop Sankey, okay?
Oh, boy.
What's up, Corey?
What's good with you, Kenny?
Hey, man, I got two quick points. Hey, Mr. Sussman, I just wanted to say congratulations on the Andrew Luck thing. It looks like you actually were right. We all know Mr. Sussman loves to be right.
I love it.
Thank you, Kenny. Thank you very much.
So, Jalen Richard, you got to talk about Jalen Richard. He's playing the Bills this weekend. You think that'll be a good matchup? And I got one more question.
It's not the best matchup, especially on the road, but what he can't do running the football, he'll be able to do with receiving.
All right, cool. All right, $200 budget. I got $197 left. I really need him this week. So, J.J. Schuster, what do you got to think about? How much did I bid from? Right now, I'm only bidding about $20.
No, you should raise your bid up. Especially, you got all that fab left. You should raise your bid up. I would raise it into that 50-something range. I would go out and get Juju Smith-Schuster. He could be a thing down the stretch. You, Juju on that beat.
Yeah, you might have to be aggressive to get him because Roethlisberger is constantly looking for him when he's looking to throw a touchdown pass from about the 30-yard line and in.
The wide receivers and the running backs out there are bad this week.
It's tough.
It is tough.
Stills will be a good play again, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right, Scotty.
You know,
that.
And sometimes, you know, we talk about always going against Baltimore. Some of these situations, you can't worry about the matchup. You need the opportunity.
Another guy on Thursday, by the way. If Jerry Macklin doesn't play, if Mike Wallace doesn't
please
play.
Please don't say Michael Campanero.
If Rashard Perriman doesn't play, can you start Chris Moore?
I don't think so.
I think Flacco's looking for him, but I think that's super desperate.
Okay. Take a break. Come back. We do the running backs, wide receivers. This is the tight end. Next, here are the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
All right, back here with you. The Roto Experts.
Us. What? You're with us.
Oh, yeah, from both the listeners and the
yeah,
viewers.
Yeah, we're all together. We're all one.
We're all one. Us. Unity.
What are you looking at, Scott?
What?
On your computer. What are you looking at?
Mind your business and do your show.
This is our show. Well, you're right.
It's not your computer,
though. It's my show. Yeah. You're correct in that.
It's your show.
It's my show. It could be my computer, too, if I wanted to take it from you.
Yeah, if you got $300, yes.
No, I'm not going to pay you. I'm going to take it from you.
No, but you're going to pay it. I'd like to see you try. As for this being your show, he's the lead host.
It's our show.
It's our show, right.
We're together here.
Yeah. Although it's always about me, and my team with him, though.
Does anybody have any other wide receivers they believe they should be picked up this week?
We already talked Josh Doctson, obviously. If he's on the waiver wire, you want to go get him. Again, Junior shouldn't be there. Some other players that could be on your waiver wire. I think we did a good job of going through the guys that we can go to for some help this week.
Buffalo is desperate for a wide receiver, and all of a sudden they got Deontay Thompson.
That's a good one, Scott. Nice job.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Deontay
Thompson. Who the hell is he going to
throw the ball to?
I think Deontay Thompson is basically just Marquise Goodwin for this team.
Deontay Thompson's not the same style of player as Goodwin, though.
Is he, though?
Don't forget about Benny Fowler, either.
If Sanders doesn't play, he runs the shorter routes much better than Goodwin does. The team with the worst wide receiver core in the league released this dude. The worst wide receivers in the league released him. I'm not buying
that. Yeah, but Tyrod Taylor is not a guy who completes four passes in a game, though.
What do you want to do? What the hell do you expect us to do going up against one of the worst secondaries in the NFL, huh?
When do you want to start Deontay Thompson?
You start him in week damn eight right now, this week, Greg. You start him up against the Oakland Raiders secondary. Why would you not do that? That makes no sense
Jordan Matthews still has a thumb injury, too.
Start your boy who?
Nick O'Leary. Tight end, Buffalo.
So you'll go double flex and flex Nick O'Leary before you play Deion Thompson. Deontay Thompson.
You don't even know his name.
How old is he? His picture. He looks like he's 70.
He looks like a bat boy.
What?
So that's young.
Yeah.
So you think he's young? You think he's old?
He looks like he's 70 years old.
He's 28 years old.
He has a rough face. He looks like he's had a rough life.
And you think he's a bat boy?
What?
I love what you said.
Whatever.
Excuse him. Maybe pretend he's not here.
Okay. All right. Wide receivers. Speaking of tight ends, I'm going to mention my guy Nick O'Leary again. Facing Oakland. He's available everywhere.
There's a reason for that.
No, there's not.
What, did he catch two passes last week?
58 yards, I believe. And if it wasn't Logan Thomas catching the touchdown, it would have been him. It was a tight
end. I would rather play Darren Fells.
It's a mistake.
Why is that a mistake? Darren Fells, he's better than damn Eric Ebron. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
He's getting the looks.
You're not wrong.
You're not going to have Golden Tate. They're going to be down. They're going to be short of a pass catcher.
You're not wrong.
Why not take the touchdown upside on Darren Fells?
That's the only thing that he does, but that doesn't mean he can't be Tyler Croft. You know what I'm saying?
I like Tyler Croft, too.
I don't know if I'm feeling this Nick O'Leary thing.
All right. I wasn't impressed
by him this week.
Why?
He wasn't impressed by you.
He was good every time he got an opportunity. I like Nick O'Leary. I'm still in on him. Gonna start him again. Just saying. I don't know why he's projected for zero. I mean, he's better than that.
I never said he was a zero.
No, I'm talking about my Yahoo projections here. Not that it matter.
Maybe Mike Clay knew those.
Don't worry about that.
Mike Clay works for ESPN, not Yahoo.
That's funny. I'm gonna start Josh Doctson in this league, by the way.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Playing up against America's team.
You said I could
play
start
the Patriots?
I think you can start him.
Yeah.
So he's playing Dallas.
So the other tight ends here, we mentioned Vernon Davis a little while ago. Vernon Davis, I think, is an option. I think Ryan Griffin was dropped. I like Ryan Griffin still with Sean Watson against Cleveland. I thought they'd be in Cleveland. I make that up.
No, they're playing a good team.
I'm playing a good team. Seattle. Oh, man, I don't like Ryan Griffin anymore. Although Evan Ingram did very well.
Greg, it's like Griffin's
not bad because, as you saw with Evan Ingram, the tight end can actually do something against Seattle because, you know, that's where the void in the cover three is, right over the middle.
Yeah, interesting. I like Ryan Griffin. You guys like Ryan Griffin better or Jack Doyle?
I think Ryan Griffin's in a better offense, in a better situation.
I don't think
either one of them have upside, but I'll take Griffin.
Well, who do I start tight end then, Scott? If you don't think I have upside, who can I pick up?
If Vernon Davis is out there. We were just talking about him,
is
right?
Is Vernon Davis better than these guys?
Yes.
I don't know.
He's got the yardage upside.
Why doesn't Ryan Griffin have the yardage upside? He had 8 targets in his last game. That's a lot of targets.
And how many catches?
3?
Yeah.
But yeah, targets,
I like Ryan Griffin a little bit better than those dudes. He would be O.J. Howard and Ryan Griffin would be my waiver wire priorities.
So you're buying into this.
I'm going back to O.J. Howard.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
By the way, my man Jack Doyle in the last 3 games he played 7 targets, 11 targets, 7 targets.
That's the guy that Brissett gets the ball to. He's not making the most of those targets. Brissett is just really turning me off right now.
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's turning me off right now. He can't get the ball to T.Y. Hilton and is pissing me off.
Tyler Croft is only owned in 15% of leagues.
He should be owned in more.
Yeah,
I guess.
He played for the Bengals.
All these dudes are just like the same to me. It's literally just praying for a touchdown. It's all you're doing.
Exactly.
I think you have to look at the matchup for this week too. So you know,
Nick O'Leary
against
Oakland.
Who does Cleveland face this week?
The Minnesota Vikings. Kyle Rudolph. Yeah. That doesn't help us. George Kittle had a really big letdown the last week.
Yeah.
That was frustrating.
He's a 49er.
He's getting targets though.
Yeah, but he played very few snaps.
You don't like the snaps.
Snaps were like significantly down. Georgie Kittle caught two targets, caught one pass for 16 yards. Two targets.
Don't like that.
No, it's not good. That's not good.
C.J. Beathard was getting annihilated.
C.J. Beathard is very bad. Did you know they went to Iowa together?
You know that's bad?
Yeah.
Ben Watson, I guess, is out there. I don't know. These are the tight ends. This is how bad it is out there with tight ends.
I mean, with Rossman,
I would go with the yardage upside of Vernon Davis.
I would, too.
You both go with Vernon Davis.
Right. I like Ryan Griffin a little bit better. Ryan Griffin's available in my league.
So there you go.
I got Jimmy Graham, so I don't need the help.
That's nice. Hey, maybe you do, because Jimmy Graham can catch the ball.
Should have had four touchdowns.
Should have had four touchdowns.
Son of a gun.
He had one. Got a question from Kelly on Twitter. Kelly asks, would you all trade Keenan Allen for Christian McCaffrey?
Depending on your situation.
I would not. Keenan Allen is a wide receiver one still. McCaffrey, just like he's getting the catches, but we're not seeing any explosive plays, and he's not involved enough in the running game.
So, you know what? Interesting. You mentioned Keenan Allen, still a wide receiver one. We're talking about Keenan Allen again on tomorrow's show. You guys named all the wide receivers. We're going to do either or.
Wait a minute. She's in a half-point PPR.
Yes.
Trading Keenan Allen, right?
For
McCaffrey. She has Dez, AJ. Yeah, I would do this trade. I would do this trade.
I wouldn't.
Why not?
I just said it. Well, I guess you were looking at your teams, which you do all show. But, you know, it's like, I just said McCaffrey, you know, he's getting the catches, but there's no explosive plays, no yardage upside, and not involved in the running
game. Keenan Allen right now is not a wide receiver one.
Who has more receptions on the season?
Keenan Allen.
I can look up this right now.
Who has more wide receptions? Keenan Allen currently has 36 receptions. Christian McCaffrey has a grand total of 44.
Yeah, I would do that deal.
McCaffrey has more receptions.
I would do that deal.
I would do that deal. I expect more from Allen going forward.
Why?
I just, you know, I think he's a high-quality wide receiver.
She has Dez Bryant and AJ Green and Sterling Shepard on the team. She has depth at that position. She says
she needs Sterling Shepard.
Yes, you can. He's the number one wide receiver for the New York Giants moving forward. She has depth at the position, including two top guys in AJ and Dez. She says she needs a running back. She gets a chance to get a PPR back and a half-point PPR. Make the trade.
All right.
It's that simple.
It's not that simple. We had to talk it through.
We didn't have to talk it through.
We did.
I had to inform you. That's not a talking through.
You.
I had to inform you.
I'm going to have to inform you of a hospital bed very soon.
So you're making the trade.
Make the trade.
Make the trade, Kelly. Make the trade, Kelly.
Send me a DM, too.
Sorry. Don't make that trade, Kelly. Not for the DM.
It says wife on her Twitter, so don't send me a DM.
Yeah. Even if you're single, don't send him a DM.
Yeah. All right.
He's already got a roommate.
That's not true.
Scott, you mentioned before just kind of being aware with kickers and whatnot. I do want to mention.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just got to mention it.
Dan Bailey, man.
Out for a couple of weeks with the strain groin. They're going to have tryouts today. Yeah. Whoever makes the most kicks is now the new kicker of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's so scary.
It is scary.
Because Dan Bailey is so money and reliable. So automatic. Yep. This season is going to come down to a kick. I know it.
By like Mike Nugent.
Yeah. Or they're going to.
Jason Myers.
Find one of the.
The kid from.
They're going to find one of
the
Grammaticas. Look, whatever y'all do, Jerry Jones, do not bring Roberto Aguayo in that joint, please.
Look, they're working out five kickers. That's not one of them. But here's the thing. I looked at my teams. I scored over 140 points in nine leagues this week. When you look at it, I was getting 27 and 28 points from my defense and my kicker. Now, you don't have to put the work in for those positions that you do the skill positions. But as I said the other day, too many people ignore with the kicker doing well. It doesn't take as much work, but people are leaving Justin Tucker on their rosters for the first 6 weeks because they know his name, and they're not looking at guys like Ryan Succop, Kai Forbath, Harrison Butker, who is one of Corey's favorites. You've got to be aware of these guys and how well they're doing because they can save or bolster your weeks or put you higher in the points, which could be a tiebreaker. Scott is right.
Scott is right about that. I started Jason Myers this week. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm like, man,
Jason Myers was on a team.
I know.
That's not acceptable.
I overlook kickers. You know what I'm saying?
You started a guy who wasn't on a team anymore?
Yep, I did.
Corey, I'm going to really have to upgrade the tutoring.
It's the kicker position, though, Scott.
By the way, Justin,
can't ignore it.
Justin Tucker is a kicker one. If that means anything.
K-1.
Where is he ranked, though?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
He is
right,
K-1.
Right, because he had a good week. I don't even know if he was in the top 12 before this week, and everybody was running him out there.
Your boy
Jason
Harrison,
Myers definitely wasn't in the top 12.
Your boy Harrison, butt kicker, is not in the top 12. Take a break. We'll come back, wrap the show up with Jake Seeley next.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
RotoExperts.com/DKMS, the website to go to find out how to help those with blood cancer, how to prevent blood cancer, how to save lives. Swab your cheeks to find out if you can be a match here in order to help people. And we're all about trying to help people here at Roto Experts. So please, if you have an opportunity, go to RotoExperts.com/DKMS and learn what it takes to swab your cheeks and be a match and potentially save someone's life. You can also have a chance to go to the Super Bowl by going to that page, scroll to the bottom, click a link, qualify for DFS contest, qualify for another, and then if you win that, you go to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl. It's just as easy as that. Please, please check it out, RotoExperts.com/DKMS. As we wrap up the show, we bring in our good friend.
Who?
The Olin Kid.
Oh, it's Jake.
What's going on, Jake?
Already.
Yeah, at least Greg knew to talk about. Thanks a lot, Corey.
No, I'm just like, who's coming on the show? I didn't look at the rundown.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
It's all right, Jay.
Who are you, Corey?
At least you know that I make a rundown. Corey didn't even know that.
What's up, sure. Jake?
How's it going, Scott?
Good.
It's the return of the king. Hey, Jake, you know, yesterday we talked to you. You mentioned that Josh Doctson, he needed to pass Ryan Grant first in order for us to rely on him. Well, not only did he pass Ryan Grant on Monday night, he also surpassed Terrell Pryor. Pryor only had 30 snaps. Josh Doctson played 84% of snaps. Is Josh Doctson someone that not only do you want to pick up and own, that you want to start going forward?
I don't know if I would start him just yet. You might be able to with the six teams on the bye the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, we have a couple factors here. You have Gruden came out and said he was treated that way because we drafted him as a number one. It's time to see what he has.
Yep.
But the second part is Terrell Pryor saw close to the same amount of snaps in the second half. If you look at the entire game, that's where the big discrepancy comes in because he's basically benched in the first half. So I still believe, as you know this, Greg, I said he could be a number one for this team in the second half of the season.
Yep.
I'm not ready to just say you have to start him this week, but you might be. He's in that wide receiver four conversation now.
I agree with that. Given what you have, right, like six teams on buys, you may need him. You absolutely may need him, and I don't think it's an issue that you know, if you have to start Josh Doctson, which is cool. The other point on the other side of it is Terrell Pryor. They saw a similar amount of snaps, as you mentioned, in the second half, but just 30 snaps total from Terrell Pryor. Both Corey and Scotty believe that Terrell Pryor is now droppable. Are you in the same camp?
He is actually listed in the droppable section of the waiver wire column on the site right now. So, yes, I actually believe everybody on this team except for Doctson, wide receiver-wise, is droppable. Crowder was there last week. Terrell Pryor's got his name in the bag over there this week. It's the factor of what it is. It's for two different reasons. Something looks like it's off with Crowder, but both of them aren't separating, aren't getting open, aren't getting their timing for their routes. And the way this offense is based and what Kirk Cousins does in this offense, you need to be on your spot or open, and it's not working. And it's understandable. Terrell Pryor's still learning the position.
Yeah, and after 7 weeks, I think, like I was saying earlier, Jake, it's like, I think you know where these guys at are, and sometimes you got to push off the name and just look at the production.
Absolutely, 100%.
And that goes on the other side of things, too, with Nelson Agholor and Alshon Jeffrey. If you own both of these guys, Jake, would you bench Alshon Jeffrey for Nelson Agholor?
If it was head-to-head right now, honestly, you have to. This is similar to what Scott just said. It's 7 weeks in. Nelson Aguilar has made a vast improvement in his game. His playing at the slot is really helping him. Carson Wentz is breaking through with him being his number one option right now. I'm not tossing away Alshon Jeffrey. I would actually buy low on him. But at this moment, you have to say Carson Wentz and Nelson Aguilar, those are the top two, because Wentz has been going to him a lot more than they has or Jeffrey.
Absolutely. Top two. Zach Ertz, of course, just being the absolute man. Corey, what's coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
Coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, you got the Tuesday program. Obviously, you got the accuracy expert, the all-in kid. Got the King hanging out with us today. He's filling in for Matt Medica, so that's going to be a lot of fun. If you're, you know how me and Scott get down. So we got that coming up. We'll go through the ones from this week. We'll give out our game balls. We'll do a YouTube live. We'll take phone calls. This is a regular show.
Did the King bring game balls in?
Yeah, the King got game balls. I told him last night to have his game balls.
Yeah, I got it in the box right here, and the equipment guy's bringing them in.
For the King, Scott Angle, and for the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson, my name is Greg Sussman. Good luck on your waivers. Have a fantastic afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow back here for the Roto Experts. Bye-bye.